This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking Sherrard High School cross country today on the High School Sports Spotlight with sophomore Alex Belha. So, Alex, we'll start just kind of generally speaking about the season so far. Can you give us a progress report maybe on how things have been going here through mid-September for the Sherrard cross country team?
We've been doing good. We have a strong team. We have a promising freshman. Yeah, we've been doing better than expected this year.
So individually for you, I think just what I've seen, you know, I think a fifth place finish at the Anna and Weathersfield Invitational you ran at, and then in Oregon over the weekend, a 12th place finish individually with a, you know, big field there. So can you speak a little bit about how your individual season has been going so far? How do you think things have been going for you?
I've been really proud of it. I did not think I'd be this good. I didn't think I'd stay in the 16s all season so far. Yeah, I've been proud of myself, and I've been doing better than I had in mind for myself.
So a lot of people probably aren't maybe that familiar with, like, the cross-country strategy or preparations. So for you, what have been some of the keys, you think, to the strong performance you've had individually so far? Like, what's been working well, you think?
I don't really know. I mean, I like the workouts that we do a lot, and I definitely like long runs, but yeah, I like my coach's strategy. I like his mindset. He really cares about us as athletes.
So can you speak a little bit about kind of team-wide what things look like for you? I know early on you touched on, you know, you think you've got a pretty strong group you run with. So overall, just what do you make of the team you run with too?
Yeah, I think we have a very promising team. I think we have a strong team, a young team. We have two juniors, which are our oldest guys, and then the rest are under that. And I think we have a very young, strong team that has the possibility of making it to state this year.
So can you talk a little bit about what the preparation looks like coming in to, you know, both preparing for a cross-country season overall and also just like a meet from week to week? I'm sure it's pretty taxing, you know, like on the body, both physically and mentally, I'm sure too. So what about the preparation process for, you know, competing in cross-country?
Yeah, well, you know, we start summer practices pretty much right when school gets out, and we keep summer practicing going all year or all summer long. We build up, and then for preparation of meets, you know, we try to get mileage and we try to get a certain amount of workouts in. So usually we have a workout, and then we just take it nice and easy for pre-meet and then try to get our bodies ready for the meet the next day.
So do you think you've seen like a jump for you in terms of, like, you know, your performance from freshman year to sophomore year now? And if so, can you maybe pinpoint some of the things that you think have been better from your freshman year to your sophomore year?
Yeah, I think that I didn't expect myself to make as big of a jump as I did. And I think some of the things that have helped, I think that running pretty like every single day over the off season, I think that helped a lot. I think summer practices religiously helped a lot. I think a good supportive coach and team helped a lot. Yeah.
And then when you look down the line at the season for you, do you have any specific, you know, goals you're trying to accomplish both maybe team-wide or individually?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely want to go to state either as an individual or as a team. I want to possibly try to make it into the 15s towards the end of the year. And yeah.
All right, that is Sherrard sophomore cross-country runner Alex Belha joining us on WRMJ. Alex, thanks for talking with us today, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.